ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we begin a new chapter of sixth canto, chapter 8. The Prabhupada gives a little summary of the chapter, so we'll read that first. Chapter 8, the Narayana Kavacha Shield. This chapter describes how Indra, the king of heaven, was victorious over the soldiers of the demons. And it also describes the shield of the Vishnu mantra. To take protection from the shield, one must first touch kusagras and wash one's mouth with achaman mantras. One should observe silence and then place the 8-syllable Vishnu mantra on the parts of his body and place the 12-syllable mantra on his hands. The 8-syllable mantra is Om Namo Narayanaya. This mantra should be distributed all over the front and back of the body. The 12-syllable mantra, which begins with pranava, omkara, is Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. One syllable should be placed on each of the fingers and should be preceded by the omkara, pranava. Thereafter, one must chant Om Vishnave Namaha, which is a 6-syllable mantra. One must progressively place the syllables of the mantra on the heart, the head, between the eyebrows, on the sika, and between the eyes. And then one should chant Ma Astraya Pat, and with this mantra protect himself from all directions. Na Devo Deva Marchayat. One who has not risen to the level of a deva cannot chant this mantra. According to this direction of the Shastra, one must think himself qualitatively non-different from the Supreme. After finishing this dedication, one must offer a prayer to the 8-armed Lord Vishnu, who sits on the shoulders of Garudadev. One has to think of the fish incarnation, Bhamana, Kurma, Nisringa, Baraha, Parasuram, Ramachandra, elder brother of Lakshman, Narayan, Dattatreya, an empowered incarnation, Kapil, Sanat Kumar, Hayagriva, Naradadev, the incarnation of a devotee, Danvantari, Rishabdev, Yagya, Balaram, Vyasadev, Buddhadev, and Keshav. One should also think of Govinda, the master of Vrindavan, and one should think of Narayan, the master of the spiritual sky. One should think of Madhusudana, Tridam, Madhava, Rishikesh, Padmanabha, Janarda, Damodar, and Visveswara, as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. After offering prayers to the Lord's personal expansions, known as the Swamsa and Shaktivesh avatars, one should pray to the weapons of Lord Narayan, such as Sudarshan, Gada, Shankar, Kaja, and Bow. After explaining this process, Sukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit how Visvarup, the brother of Vitrasura, describe the glories of the Narayana Kavacha to Indra. So there's several verses here with no purpose, so we'll read through those verses. Sri Raja Uvacha Yaya Gupta Sahasraksha Savahan Ripu Sanikan Kridan Niva Vinirjitya Trilokya Bubuje Sriyam Bhagavam stan mama kyahi varma narayanatmakam yatha tat iyana satrum shatrum yena gupto jayan mride. King Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, "My Lord, kindly explain the Vishnu mantra armor that protected King Indra and enabled him to conquer his enemies along with their carriers and enjoy the opulence of the three worlds. Please explain to me that Narayana armor by which King Indra achieved success in battle, conquering the enemies who were endeavoring to kill him." Sivanarayana rupacha rita purhotis twastro mahendra yanu prichate narayanakyam barmaha tad ihaika manash shrinu. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, "King Indra, the leader of the demigods, inquired about the armor known as Narayana Kavacha from Visvarupa, who was engaged by the demigods as their priests. Please hear Visvarupa's reply with great attention." Sri Visvarupa uvacha dotangri panirachamya sa pavitra udanmukha krita swanga karanyaso mantra bhyam bhagyata suchi narayana parambarma sanayed baya agate padayor jananur urvor udare vridayatorasi muke sirasyanu purvyad omkaradini vinyasit om namo narayanayeti viparyayam atapiva. Visvarup said, "If some form of fear arrives, one should first wash his hands and legs clean, and then perform ashram by chanting this mantra. Om apavitrova sarvavastam katopiva yasmare pundari kaksham sabaya bantara suchi Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu." Then one should touch kusagras and sit gravely and silently facing north. When completely purified, one should touch the mantra composed of 8 syllables to the 8 parts of his body and touch the mantra composed of 12 syllables to his hands. Thus, in the following manner, he should bind himself with the Narayana coat of armor. First, while chanting the mantra composed of 8 syllables, Om Namo Narayanaya, beginning with the prana, the Om syllable Om, one should touch his hands to 8 parts of his body, starting with the 2 feet, progressing systematically to the knees, thighs, abdomen, heart, chest, mouth, and head. Then one should chant the mantra in reverse, beginning from the last syllable, Ya. That must be very interesting, huh? Ya na ya na ra na mo na om. While touching the parts of his body in the reverse order. These 2 processes are known as Utpatti Nyasa and Samhara Nyasa, respectively. Text 7. Karanyasam tata kurya dvada sakshara vidyaya pranavadiya karantam anguliangusta parvaso. Thus one should chant the mantra composed of 12 syllables, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, preceding each syllable by the omkara. One should place the syllables of the mantra on the tips of his fingers, beginning with the index finger of the right hand, including with the index finger of the left. The 4 remaining syllables should be placed on the joints of the thumbs. Text 8 and 10. Nyase dridaya omkaram vikaram anumurdani sakaram tu bravur madye nakaram shikaya nyasit vekaram netrayor yunjam jan nakaram sarvasandishu makaram astram udisha mantra murtir bhaved buddha savisargam varantam tat sarva dikshu vinir dishet om vaish om vishnave nama iti. One must then chant the mantra of six syllables, Om Vishnave Namaha. One should place the syllable Om on his heart, the syllable V on the top of his head, the syllable Sha between his eyebrows, the syllable Na on the tuft of hair, Sika, and the syllable Ve between his eyes. The chanter of the mantras should then place the syllable Na on all the joints of his body and meditate on the syllable Ma as being a weapon. He should thus become the perfect personification of the mantra. Thereafter, adding Visarga to the final syllable Ma, he should chant the mantra Ma Ashraya Fat in all directions, beginning from the east. In this way, all directions will be bound by the protective armor of the mantra. Text 11. Atmanam paramam dhyayet dhyayam sat shaktibir yutam vidyatejas tapo murtim imam mantram udharayet udharayet. After finishing this chanting, one should think himself qualitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full in six opulences and is worthy to be meditated upon. Then one should chant the following protective prayer to Lord Narayan, the Narayana Kavacha. Om Harir Vidyayan Mama Sarva Raksham Nyastangri Padma Patajendra Priste Dadari Charmasu Gadeshu Chapa Pashan Dadanos Asto Guna Asta Bahu. Om Harir Vidyan Mama Sarva Raksham Nyastangri Padma Patagendra Priste Darari Charmasi Gadeshu Chapa Pashanda Danusto Gunosto Bahu. Om Harir Vidadhyan Mama Sarva Raksham Nyastangi Padma Patagendra Priste Durari Charmasi Gadeshu Chapo Pashanda Davosta Gunosta Bahu. Om Harir Vidyadhyan Mama Sarva Raksham Nyastangri Padma Padagendra Priste Darari Charmasi Gadeshu Chapo Pashanda Donosto Gunostu Bahu.
Yeah.
Ladies? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vidadyat, may He bestow. Mama, my. Sarva Rakshan, protection from all sides. Nyasta, placed. Angri Padmaha, whose lotus feet. Patagendra Priste, on the back of Garuda, the king of all birds. Dara, Kancha, Ari, disk. Charma, shield. Asi, sword. Gada, club. Ishu, arrows. Chapa, bow. Pashan, ropes. Dadanaha, holding. Asta, possessing eight. Gunaha, perfections. Asta, eight. Bahu, arms. Translation: the Supreme Lord, who sits on the back of the bird Garuda, touching him with his lotus feet, holds eight weapons: the conch, conchel, disc, shield, sword, club, arrows, bow, and ropes. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead protect me at all times with His eight arms. He is all-powerful because He fully possesses the eight mystic powers, anima, lagima, etc. Translation, please repeat. The Supreme Lord, who sits on the back of the bird, Garuda, touching Him with His lotus feet, holds eight weapons: the conchal disc, shield, sword, club, arrows, bow, and ropes. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead protect me at all times with His eight arms. He is all-powerful. He fully possesses the eight mystic powers, anima, lagima, etc. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thinking of oneself one with the Supreme is called Ahangrupasana. Through Ahangrahopasana, one does not become God, but he thinks himself as qualitatively one with the Supreme. Understanding that as a spirit soul, he is equal in quality to the Supreme Lord, the way the water of the river is the same nature as the water of the sea. One should meditate upon the Supreme Lord, as described in this verse, and seek His protection. The living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme. Consequently, their duty is to always seek the mercy of the Lord in order to be protected by Him in all circumstances. Om Harir Vidadyan Mama Sarva Rakshan Nyastangri Padma Patagendra Priste Darari Charmasi Gadeshu Chapa Pashandadanusta Gunosta Bahu. the Supreme Lord, who sits on the back of the bird Garuda, touching him with his lotus feet, holds 8 weapons: the conch shell, disc, shield, sword, club, arrows, bow, and ropes. May that Supreme Personality Godhead protect me at all times with his 8 arms. He is all powerful because he fully possesses the 8 mystic powers, anima, lagima, etc. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmay Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dilati Swapadandigam Adadanastri Nandandai Vridamyache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I was born in the darkest of ignorance with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my obeisances at his lotus feet. So this 8th chapter describes the Narayana Kavacha armor. Because this material world is a very, very dangerous place. We all know that verse very well. Padam padam yad vipadam mateshu. That at every step there's danger. We're always very confident walking here and there, but we never know what the next step will bring. Just like we were just in Sri Lanka. So we went from Colombo to Jaffna with a group of devotees. One of those devotees, his name is Nishant. And he has no left foot. He was in the Sri Lankan army during the war that was going on there several years ago. And he stepped on a mine. So his left foot was completely blown away. But now he's joined the army of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Very wonderful devotee. Because this material world is so dangerous, we never know what's going to happen in the next step. Maybe we'll get our leg blown off. We have to completely take shelter of the Lord. There's no other shelter. So Indra, in order to defeat his enemies, he's asking Visvarup to give him the Nrisingha Kavacha armor, by which he can be protected on all sides. So this first verse is very sweetly translated by Srila Prabhupada, that the Supreme Lord who sits on the back of the bird Garuda, touching him with his lotus feet. This tiny detail is very, very sweet. We always think of the Lord sitting on Garuda, but it's a very nice detail. If one is sitting on the back of some carrier, then naturally the feet will touch. So Garuda is very, very fortunate. He's always carrying the Lord, and Prabhupada has put this extra detail in there, that his lotus feet are touching the touching to Garuda. So this is the real shelter, is the lotus feet of the Lord. Every song we read, sing, always talking about taking shelter of the lotus feet. Because those lotus feet are the vehicle that will carry us across this great ocean of danger, this material world. Just like in a couple of weeks, Kumbh Mela will start in Ujjain, Avantipur, where Krishna and Balaram went to Gurukul at the ashram of Sandipani Muni. So they were in Mathura at that time, Krishna and Balaram. They decided to, after getting their Upanayan sanskar, they wanted to, now that they had their Upanayan sanskar, they should thought that we should enter the Gurukul and study. So it was concluded that they should go to Avantipur and study under Sandipani Guru. Of course, their mothers, Rohini and Devaki, they were very upset. But Krishna pacified them, saying that if I'm with Balaram, he has 1 million friends. You shouldn't worry. And if Balaram was with me, then I have 1 crore of friends, 10 million friends. You shouldn't worry. So then they were trying to decide how they should go to Avantipur. Avantipur is quite a distance from here. But Krishna and Balaram said, we've taken vow of brahmachari, we cannot go by any vehicle. We will walk. And in Gopal Champu, Srila Jiva Goswami describes that those 4 lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, they're helping everyone cross over this great dangerous ocean of material existence. So what better vehicle to go to Avantipur than by those 4 lotus feet? What better vehicle? We can cross over this whole ocean of material existence by this vehicle. So what greater vehicle to travel with than those 4 lotus feet? So Krishna and Balaram, they walk to Avantipur. And sometimes now we say, well, now those, where are those 2 lotus feet to take shelter? And Srila Jiva Goswami explains that, because there's one verse in Bhagavatam that describes that those 2 lotus feet are the boat that can cross us over this ocean of material existence. And that all the great sages in the past, taking shelter of this boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, they crossed over material existence. So Jiva Goswami says, one may think, now what can I do? The sages have taken that boat across the ocean of material existence. I'm stuck here. He said, don't worry. Just by approaching that boat of the 2 lotus feet of the Lord, the whole ocean of material existence becomes just as small as a puddle and you can step across. So that boat is still waiting here on our side. Don't worry. All the sages have already crossed over and we're stuck here on this side. Don't worry. They have left the boat for us. And Jiva Goswami goes on to explain that what is that boat? That boat, it comes in the form of sampradaya. All the previous acharyas have gathered together a great wealth of knowledge, detachment, and devotion. And daya, we know daya means mercy, but also daya, Sanskrit words, they have many meanings, also means inheritance. And sometimes in Sanskrit we like to add little syllables, so daya, then pradaya, just like. And then we can add also sampradaya, just like kirtan, samkirtan. So by taking shelter of a certain sampradaya, we inherit great wealth. Great wealth of bhakti and knowledge and devotion. That is the meaning of sampradaya. We, just by taking shelter, automatically we get this great inheritance. Just like this word is there in one verse in the 14th chapter of 10th canto, the last chapter that Srila Prabhupada translated of Srimad Bhagavatam. There's one verse in that 14th chapter where Lord Brahma prays, Tate nukampa susumikshamana bunjana eva mirkete vipakam ridvag babubi ridayam namaste jiveta jo mukti pade sadaya bak. That anyone who goes on patiently waiting, patiently waiting to get Krishna's mercy. Tateno kambasu sumikshanam bunjana eva atmakrite vipakam. Atmakrite. Atma means those sinful activities that we've performed. Vipakam, we're suffering the results. Of course, we understand that whatever our past karma when we engage in devotional service is minimized. But still, we have to suffer some minimization. But we go on suffering that minimization. And Ridvag Vapuvir, with heart, mind, and words, Ridyam Namaste, offering obeisances to the Lord. Patiently, with great determination, waiting for His mercy. Jiveta, who leads his life like that, Mukti Pade Sadaya Bhak. We know that one time Sarvabhaum, after being instructed by Mahaprabhu, he changed this verse to Bhakti Pade. So externally, Mahaprabhu was very angry. Internally, he was very, very happy. He was very pleased. And now he doesn't like to even hear this word mukti. But actually, this verse is not saying that he gets mukti. It says mukti pade, that place where even mukti gets mukti. You're like the Brijbasis, they have one saying, mukti kahe gopal se, miri mukti pataye, ur mastag lake, mukti mukt ho jaye. Mukti said to Gopal, I'm giving everyone mukti, but how will I get mukti? If you just put the dust of my feet on your mastak, your head, then even mukti becomes liberated. So mukti bade means that place where even mukti gets liberation, that is the Vaikunt. That is the kingdom of God. So daya bak, daya means, as we heard, inheritance, and bak means to enjoy. He becomes the inheritor of the kingdom of God. In his commentary on this verse, Sridhar Swami asks the question, what does a son have to do to inherit the property of his father? What does a son have to do to inherit the property of his father? Stay alive. If he stays alive, his father will die. He'll inherit all the property. So the same way, somehow or other, we have to remain alive in Krishna consciousness. Taking shelter of the Vaishnavas, taking shelter of the Lord, taking shelter of Prabhupada, taking shelter of our Guru Maharaj. You just remain alive in Krishna consciousness. One day, mukti pade sadaya bhakti, you will inherit the kingdom of God. So that is the real protection. Indra, has some material motive. He wants to gain sovereignty over the three worlds, so he wants some protection to be victorious in battle. But the real battle of material existence is to become free from birth, death, disease, and old age. Because no matter how great a kingdom one has, still he will have to suffer birth, death, disease, and old age. Just like one time, Shyam Sundar told me the story. He went to with Prabhupada to visit George Harrison. At that time, George Harrison was in the middle of making an album. And they came there, and as soon as Prabhupada sat down in George Harrison's room, as soon as George Harrison heard the Prabhupada, he came running. Prabhupada just rubbed his head like this. And he sat there, and he began preaching about how dangerous this material world is. It is full of miseries. Even doesn't matter, even if you get the highest position. Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad, Abhrava Bhuvanaloka. Even go to the Brahmaloka. Even Brahma, we know when he was asked benediction by Hiranyakashipu that I will never die. He said, even I have to die. I'm Brahma. Even I have to die. So Abhrava Bhuvanaloka, even up to the topmost planet, is all places of miseries. It is all places of misery. So there's no place in this material world that's... the real battle is to get to the spiritual world. That place where there's no, beyond birth and death. So he went on preaching and preaching and preaching how this material world is full of all these miseries. It doesn't matter. Even if you have a if you're very wealthy, still you will die. Even if you're very wealthy, still you will get disease. In this way. So the next day, George Harrison, he canceled the album that he was working on. He did a new album, Living in the Material World. And Prabhupada said, because the cover, if anybody remembers records, the little circle in the middle, it had a picture of the cover of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna and Arjuna and the horses. And Prabhupada said, he has done more for our preaching than we've done in the last 10 years. So anyway, he put Prabhupada's instructions in a very simple manner. Simple words, poetic words, let's say. We all move around with objectives in mind to become rich and famous with our reputation signed. We all move around with objectives in mind to become rich and famous with our reputation signed. But even those few who get to that coveted slot. Everybody has this idea that I'm going to become rich and famous and my reputation signed. Hardly anyone gets there. Only few get to that spot. Just like in Spanish, we say, mucho trabajo y poco dinero. Everybody's working hard, but he's only getting little money. So only few people become very, very wealthy. So even those few who get to that coveted spot, birth, death, disease, and old age creep through their body just like a rot. He put Prabhupada's instructions in so poetic form. Even if you become rich and famous with your reputation, Stein, still birth, death, disease, and old age will catch you. No one is free. So the real battle of life, and not to fight with the demons that gain mastery over the three worlds. The real battle of life is to gain victory over death.